Never an honest word, but that was when I ruled the world, sings Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, with a sense of wisdom surpassing his mere 31 years. Though after obtaining the highly desirable Song of the Year and Best Rock Album at the 2009 Grammy Awards, along with claiming the creation of the best-selling global album of 2008, it appears that the past tense used in the lyric above may be slightly inaccurate. In fact, the game-changing release of Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends, marked the clear-cut realization that Coldplay indeed ruled the current alternative world, and with good reason. Although Viva La Vida's shockingly diverse tracks, ranging from the eerie Cemeteries of London to the sweet and sunny Strawberry Swing, may cause listeners to question creative consistency, the eventful journey from infectiously upbeat melodies to haunting choruses is precisely what makes the acclaimed album such a timeless exploration of life, death, and everything in between. The British band's fourth record opens with a jubilant instrumental piece entitled Life in Technicolor, which effortlessly segues into the smoky, dusk-set atmosphere of track 2, Cemeteries of London. This smooth yet undeniably drastic transition is a precise example of the album's lack of complete unity. One tune will embrace life's boundless joys with sun-splashed melodies, and the next will emphasize death and loss in airy, chilling tones. Longtime followers will have to adapt to the multitude of musical experimentations present, as each of Coldplay's previous albums illustrate an individual, recognizable sound throughout. But Viva's tales of loss, temptation, and of course, the longing for escape, reassure listeners that the band is able to pull off the consistency, regardless of the unfamiliarity of this approach. Excluding the coldly melodic, hand-clap-punctuated lost, and the exasperated yes, Viva La Vida's tracks seem to subconsciously divide themselves into two distinct halves, those that celebrate and explore themes of life, the Viva La Vida section, and those that search the ominous meaning of death, the Death and All His Friends section. The richer aspects of the record are defined by Strawberry Swing, the sweetly strummed stunner topped with floaty vocal riffs, and Viva La Vida, the overplayed but still sparkling gem and title track. The first soundscapes we are introduced to, though, aside from Life in Technicolor, are a lightweight blend of spooky and sing-along, specifically Cemeteries of London and the chill-inducing 42. Rounding out the tracks formed in this cryptic mold, the pessimistic protest Violet Hill is an instant standout with its pounding, wailing rhythm. Throughout the album, Coldplay seems stronger, almost hardened with time. Until Death and All His Friends, that is, where a chorus of confessed vulnerability easily becomes the album's high point. Much like the concept of death itself, the closer begins with a fragile vocal and accompaniment, before trickling into a progressing beat tinged with indescribable fear. Although the previous songs that documented deathly encounters did provoke emotion, Death and All His Friends lifts this power to ethereal heights.
So come over, just be patient and don't worry.
Cycle of life itself, death surges directly into Life in Technicolor, validating the overriding theme of life's journeys and all the frustration, pain, and freedom we experience along the way. Although Viva plows through the stunning portrayal of these key emotions, the Eno-produced, lofty tracks may cause listeners to speculate that the raw and honest Coldplay has virtually disappeared. However, with a bit of analysis and searching, fans will realize that this is completely false. Peel away the soaring symphonies and the occasional radio-worn chorus, and you'll find the same sincerity, simply amplified with the sound of sweet success.